Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So,
am I excited?
I'm very excited.
I am
here.
Too.
How did I sign up?
I want to make sure that I get this right. I have not done play by play in a very, very long time. So, as
you'll
I'm doing
okay.
this, well, any pointers?
No, I think you guys will be you'll find your stride easily. Slee did color with me.
I know.
During COVID was
yeah.
excellent.
I know.
Did
a
really
great job.
Did like
you know he didn't even tell me he did that. This
I
is
know.
Another
I,
example.
I heard you found it out.
I was on the pod. Listen to the podcast.
Trav, there was another incident where my COVID test results weren't in, and I called Sliwa before a game. Might have been on Christmas. I called him and said, hey, you might have to do play-by-play. And he was ready to do that.
I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised at all, but that he, you know, as he does, he withheld the information from me. I said, hey, I heard that you did the Lakers-Nets, right?
Lakers-Nets,
yeah. I'd like, you did the Lakers-Nets? You were the color guy? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was on Christmas. Is when you
that
did.
Was on
yeah,
Christmas yeah. Day. Yeah,
when Michael got COVID.
So I yeah. when I asked him did he want to do color or play by play for your guys thing today, he immediately jumped on the color. Color.
I think you're a good play-by-play guy.
I'll be all right.
You're a good solid
I'll
play-by-play
be all right.
guy. You know your
– But it's
you know
weird.
Your tortillas.
You're going to have to do it through the glass so you won't be able to hear anything, which will make it harder.
Will you guys stay in here right now? Are we all doing this?
Oh, are we going prelim right now?
We go Jorge and Berg.
Is this –
So we could all do this. Yeah, we could all
Jorge
do this.
Jorge Berg.
All right, so you guys want to do it?
So we've got Jorge and Bergman right now. They have not – Mace, can you go a little to your left? I can't see Jorge. There we go.
Okay.
So they're drinking their water right here.
Okay.
And we're
going to
get an idea of how much water they're taking in here in a second.
Okay.
Al, what are you seeing?
Well, right now, Berg is giving Jorge this look like.
All right. They both have down. A substantial amount of
yeah,
water.
They're both good.
So now they got a paper, rock, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors to determine who goes first. Okay. Here we go. We're going to have a rock, paper, scissors challenge. Boom, boom.
Okay.
What? That didn't go
okay,
well.
They're just trying to figure out when they
timing
go.
Okay.
On three or three. Okay.
Here we go. We've got the order set up.
Number one.
Here we go, boys.
All right, this is round one of rock, paper, scissors. They're both very serious.
Boom,
one,
boom,
two.
Boom.
All right.
Oh,
okay.
Jorge goes scissors.
Jorge got scissors.
Jorge is
going
scissors.
Berg
almost spit it out before the tortillas.
Yeah,
trying
not
to laugh.
This
Berg
is not looking
here's
good
the first
for Berg.
Hit.
Okay, so he got the hit.
Yeah,
he's giggling a little bit, but it's not coming out.
Yeah, he's trying.
It is not
laugh.
Coming out. Oh, it's going to be close.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be close.
All right, here we go.
Got
to all right,
Berg
rock,
is
paper, scissors
setting
again.
His feet. Jorge's looking up at the sky.
Send a message, Berg.
Oh, do you rock? Okay,
oh,
boom,
yeah, that's
boom,
right.
boom.
Wait.
Bad rhythm. Okay. Bad rhythm. Here
They're
we go again.
To breathe
boom,
through their
boom,
noses. All right, now Bergman won.
Bergman wins with rock, with scissors over paper.
And he's using an open tortilla, not folded. Bergman is winding up.
He's winding up.
And got him.
Oh,
got him.
Jorge.
He got him.
Oh, he's going to the mouth.
Got him.
He's going
did
to the mouth.
Did he come out?
Nothing's no,
come
not
out.
Yet.
Jorge.
Wait.
Oh, he put fabric.
He put sleeve. Sleeve was
that could
on
be
there.
Sweat. It could be
he
sweat.
Might have wiped.
It could
Jorge,
be the.
Did any water come out?
Never seen
doesn't know.
Greg's
saying no.
Berg lost his tortilla.
Greg is saying no. Okay, round three. No. We're going to the third round of the match.
All right, here we go.
Here goes rock, paper, scissors again.
Berg's tortilla
hit
the glass.
Boom, boom, boom.
Up. Okay.
You guys need to figure this part out.
One,
boom,
two,
boom,
three.
Boom.
Oh,
okay. Berg wins again.
Bergman wins again.
Berg's going up.
Half and half. The other cheek. His right
he's
cheek
hurt.
Is injured. His left cheek. He's asked for the left cheek. Bergman's going to a backhand here, I think.
Here we go.
Ooh.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
He's going to go backhand. Oh,
okay,
that didn't get him very good.
Him
glancing blow.
Did you duck out of the way, Jorge?
No. He was all right.
All right
glancing
well,
blow
like
to the chin.
And weaving.
All right. He's all right. All right.
Now, should we make a
round
rule
four.
If you lose three times in rock, paper, scissors,
yes,
you're eliminated?
Yes.
All right. So, Bergen, if you win, he's eliminated, and you get to whack him again. All right. Here we go.
Almost got him.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh,
okay,
Bergman wins again.
All right, so Jorge is out, and Bergman
a slap.
Gets to hit him in the face.
If he doesn't do what he's
right,
supposed to do right here, this is going to be disappointing.
Come on, Berg. Right, here we go.
Make
right,
us
Berg.
Proud in
yeah,
here.
I didn't think of what you're thinking, Trump.
Yeah.
Got him.
Oh, he hit him pretty good. Now, Jorge, why not have that water go across the room right on Bergman at that point?
Right. He got
so
him.
So Bergman advances.
Yes.
All right, Mace, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so you guys will make your way out there. I thought for sure.
Quick little.
That because Jorge was going down no matter what, that the second
he's spit the water.
100%. Mm. I thought that that thing was going to go the other way.
He would be kicked out of the office. Okay.
So, Berg and or Jorge, make your way in here because I need a little post.
Well, let's get Berg here.
Post slap match.
He won. Berg, get
in
here.
But Jorge could be losing $10,000 in mythical money here if he goes down in the next round.
Let me just give my first quick analysis. Okay. Very disappointed. Berg's backhand. You can't go with the backhand. You and I have talked about this in the pregame show.
Work.
If you're gonna get him, you gotta go all the way through and you gotta swing across. You have to swing. You got to finish.
It's like putting your hand in the basket.
Exactly. You got to finish. So Berg wins. Now Mason Island are all getting set up.
All right. So they're miking themselves up. They're getting ready to go.
Most people I've ever seen in our lobby.
No question about it. Bergman, or I should say, Ireland is to our right. Mason is to our left. Berg, so you advance. Congratulations,
Berg, congratulations
on your opening round win.
That's a big win right there.
Take me through the fight. After the first round, how are you feeling?
I was a little bit nervous after the first round because Jorge was right. I mean, he got me that pretty one.
Landed more flush than any of yours. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No, it landed pretty flush. And I was like, wow, that actually was a little bit more painful than I thought it was going to be.
Yep.
But I was
you, like they always ask, do you have a finalist opponent that you would rather face?
I mean, it's obviously Ireland. If I'm going to go against somebody, I have to go against John Ireland.
So you want Ireland in the finals.
We've been fighting over everything for years now. Yes. I've known him for 6 years. I've fought him every day for
I
6 years.
I just wonder if that motivates Mace.
Did you get any taste of the tortilla?
How are you feeling, Jorge?
Jorge, the agony of defeat, how are you feeling?
Okay. Right. Water is in.
Okay. Water is in.
Hold that thought, Jorge. Ireland is loading
Mace's
up his water. Mason is ready to go. Here we go. We're
going to
do the rock,
water.
Paper, scissors portion of this. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Bang, bang, bang. Oh, okay. John wins.
John Ireland will start things off right here.
He's got the tortilla in his.
Mace looks nervous. Got him.
Oh, that landed flat. That landed
nice
pretty good.
Don't spit it out.
Mason is battling.
Do not spit it out.
He's trying not to spit out the water. Did he swallow the water?
No.
No?
He's not.
Did you swallow the water?
No, he's got a little water left.
All right. So Ireland's trying not to laugh. He may laugh and lose right here.
Okay.
All right.
They got to get back in there.
So Ireland gets round one. Here we go. Round two.
Shot by John.
One, two, three. Mason wins. Mason goes rock to win.
Hold it.
He's got the tortilla in his right hand.
Oh,
he went high. He went high.
Little water came out.
He went high. Got a little bit of nose.
John is on the ropes.
Got a little bit. Oh, did Mason
may not survive?
Did Mason? Is he still in?
I saw some water.
I saw something come out.
Is Mason still in? All right, he is still in.
Could have been
tortilla. He is still in. All right, round three. Round three. John's having trouble not laughing. Boom. Boom, boom. John wins.
John gets the win.
Ireland gets the win.
Now, let's see what kind of approach John will take with the tortilla.
You want the left cheek?
He's going left-handed.
Oh, you going backhand or are you going? Oh, that got
right
more neck.
Neck.
That got a lot of neck and the tortilla broke.
John.
Mason seemed to stand up to that one pretty well.
Save the tortillas. John, Travis is taking them home.
The backhand is very hard.
All right,
John.
We're going to round four.
On the right hand.
Boom, boom, boom.
Ooh,
draw.
Okay, both go rock.
Boom, boom, boom. Oh, okay, Mason wins again.
I got a feeling this might be the shot. This might be the shot.
Oh,
yeah, Ireland was bailing. Ireland was bailing right there. Yeah. Ireland was bailing hard. And now he just wrapped his head on the window.
John, Bob, and Weave like I've never seen
before. All right,
2-2. This is it right here.
This is the winning one right here? All
right,
this is the final round right here.
John's bleeding.
He's cut. Boom, boom, boom. Draw. Boom, boom, boom. Mason.
Oh, Mason
wins
the
fifth round. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
So it's a Bergman Mason next?
Yeah.
Oh!
He spit it all over Mace.
That went the way that we knew it was, right? That once Ireland was out on
unbelievable.
Points, that you knew the water.
John takes
but see,
the
Mason,
cheap shot.
Mason is a veteran of this game.
Mason is on the ground.
Mace immediately dove out of the way. Mason immediately dove out of the way to miss the geyser that Ireland had launched at him.
All right, so now it's Jorge versus Ireland for
we go in consolation match first.
Consolation match first.
Okay.
No, Jorge versus Mason.
It's Jorge versus Ireland. Jorge versus Ireland in the consolation. So Jorge, you're out there.
I go now? Oh. Okay.
Oh, we're going championship round first?
Championship round first.
Okay. Championship round first. So Mason advances. Oh. Bergman advanced in the opening fight.
This is it.
So here's the question. Is Mason motivated because Bergman wanted Ireland in the finals?
Yeah.
So now Mason's got a little something to prove along the
Let
way.
Let me just tell you something. In all the years we've been covering the tortilla showdown, this is our seventh year in a row covering the tortilla show. Never seen what just happened in that final round.
I'm sending this tape into ESPN so I can do the hot dog championship next year. This is my audition tape.
By the way, if not that, maybe the MLB playoffs.
Yeah.
One of the two that they're going to
So
look
the
at.
Hardest part was what, John? Is it not laughing? Is that the challenge?
Oh, God, 100%.
He had a couple moments.
Same thing.
I almost lost it when I hit him the first time because I connected the first one. That hurt him. And
his knees.
I felt bad. And he was like, wow, that really hurts.
All right.
John, his knees buckled after your first
you
shot.
Had him
I thought
first,
he was going
you
down.
Had him shook.
His first hit on me and my first hit on him were both like solid shots.
Did you hit your head on the window on purpose or on
no,
accident?
No, I was just laughing.
I was thinking because you hit it pretty darn hard.
I was dying.
We're getting closer. Berg's putting on his mic.
All right, so this is for the championship. Oh, then, Jorge, you and I have to go to see who pays the money.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So this is the championship round.
Yeah. What an angle.
This is Bergman against Mason.
Mason
advanced on points. Bergman advanced on points. Both of them got 3 points.
All right.
Finish. So they're discussing the shakedown. Bergman seemed to struggle with the shakedown the first point. He was going on 4. Mason wants to go on 3. You guys ready? Okay, here we go. Water into the mouths.
All right, here
both
we go.
Of them are
They're
loaded
up.
Here we All go. Right. The first showdown. Boom, boom, boom. Tie. Right. Boom, boom, boom.
Interesting.
All right, Bergman got it.
Bergman gets the first win. Paper over rock.
Bergman
starts to laugh before he's even done anything.
All right, that's easily the hardest part. All right, here's Bergman.
Oh, wow.
Bergman's going to lose it.
Yeah. Bergman is trying very hard not to laugh.
Zero movement from Mace.
Watch him.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, me and you.
So
Mason gets 10 grand from one of us.
All right, so Mason gets 10 grand
Mason
of mythical money from one of them. Here's the thing, Al. That tortilla landed. That tortilla was flush on his face, and Mason won it.
Zero reaction.
That was the win.
To that shot.
Right? It was that Bergman nailed him with the tortilla,
yeah.
But that Mace just kind of stood there stone-faced
Here's
was
what
incredibly
happened to Berg.
Impressive.
John started saying, I think Berg, he might, and then Berg started, the mental game started going on all that. So.
All right, so here we go. This is the consolation match. The loser of this match will pay $10,000 in mythical money
to the champion,
Steve Mason. All right, so neither one of them have the water quite yet. They're discussing their. By the way, it's you shoot on 3,
yeah.
Right? It's 1, 2, shoot.
That's how I
right?
do it.
That, yeah, that's how the classic game is played. All right.
I mean, what an unbelievable match.
Jorge has the water in his mouth.
Yep.
Ireland has the water in his mouth. We are going. This is the consolation match. Loser
like
pays
other.
Mason $10,000 in mythical money.
Yep, a lot
here
on
we
the
go.
Line here.
Here we go. Round number 1. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, Jorge wins paper over rock. Jorge is laughing and nothing's even happened yet.
Nothing's happened yet, literally.
Kind of a glance. Oh, John's having a hard time. Yeah, you got rocked, Mace. You got hit hard. He did.
I don't have any hearing in my left ear.
No.
Your ears are. All right, so here
you
we go.
Really
round
could
two.
Talk me in the ear.
Round two.
I did get you too good.
Here we go. All right. Boom, boom, boom. Tie. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, Jorge wins again.
Jorge has wins not again. Folded the tortilla yet.
That was better.
He's
that was better. Oh, he's about to do
this
it.
One
he's
hit.
Barely hitting him.
Jorge
John,
is.
I know.
Yeah,
Jorge,
Bergman
go full
hit
force.
Hard.
Not
boom,
enough energy.
Boom, boom. Ireland wins.
Oh, John.
Okay.
Full force.
Here
Ireland.
We go.
John,
load up, Ireland. Load up.
Got him.
Pretty good. They're both laughing. No, they're both pointing at each other. Ireland, did you spit it out? Jorge, did you give
spit
it up?
It out? Yep. We can't tell.
We can't tell from in here.
Ireland
you guys got to make a call in there.
Who's the judge?
Who's judging?
Who?
No.
Okay. No spit.
Still in the fight.
No
still
spit.
In the fight. Here we go. Round 3.
Round 3. 1-1.
All right.
Okay.
Jorge getting
like
Jorge might lose right here.
His way out of this thing.
John is looking for
John
a judge.
John wants to fight doctor.
John wants a judge.
He's like,
John is looking for Ferdy Pacheco to come in here and call this.
He wants the TKO.
Yeah.
They're saying keep going.
All right, round 3.
Beat each other up.
Round 3. Boom, boom, boom. Jorge wins.
Jorge
wins.
Fold the tortilla.
Him with that tortilla.
There you go. Fold it. Fold it, Jorge. 6 years.
Oh, that landed. That landed. That Johnson a little bit of time. Jorge wins. Jorge wins. All right, so Ireland's got a chip off $10,000 in mythical money.
Wow.
That was some genuine stupidity, wasn't it?
Wow.
Well, it feels appropriate.
Watch for the video on social media.
That's great.
I saw the video of Ireland spitting out his... Oh, it's
Janice's
just like,
angle.
By the way...
It's glorious. Okay. Yeah. It's a fantastic piece of social media.
Very quickly,
yes.
You knew it because you ducked. The second you knew that, because the fight was over, you would have won on points.
Yes.
Right? So I knew it was coming your way. You dove out of it. Did you know that he was going to hit you with the geyser?
No, no,
no, you didn't.
Okay. None whatsoever.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, no, no, Mace. No idea.
No joke.
Yeah.
Turn to Travis. Turn the cheek that way.
Look at, look out. Oh, my gosh.
Is that, do I have a
cheek?
Look at that
red
welt on my
you, the entire, your
Bergman.
Entire
Bergman.
Left,
Bergman.
Your left jaw.
It's from Bergman.
Mace, your, the left part of your jaw by your ear.
Oh, yeah, Mace.
That's where he hit me.
See ya.
You have a welt.
Yes.
That is from a tortilla.
From
Greg Bergman.
Just say it was
somebody get some ice.
10,000 mythical dollars.
Cut me, Jorge.
I don't know if Berg has seen it. Because I had water in my mouth. Is I the first time I hit Jorge, I hit him hard enough where water came out his nose. That should be a victory. And if it comes up, by the way, everything
Greg, you
got to
come look at his cheek.
Yep.
Come look at his cheek.
Don't make me feel worse.
No, no.
Come look at his cheek.
Come look at his
cheek. Instant replay, so to speak. All right. John wants to go to the replay booth.
There is a
Quinn.
Half tortilla on the side.
That's
me.
You,
look.
Berg,
look.
It's a workplace assault.
It does feel like you're getting slapped.
It does. Oh, it totally does. Yeah. And you know what it reminds me? It reminds me of like back in the olden times when you'd slap somebody with a glove and challenge
slap.
Them to a duel.
A duel.
It's like a glove slap.
I mean, why does Berg
the hardest,
so mad
I don't know,
at you? So
wait, angry. The hardest thing for me was not laughing. It was, oh, God.
Jorge was laughing, but he could barely take the water into his mouth to start.
So, Carlo, I would like to file a respectful appeal. I want you to go back and look at when I hit Jorge with the first tortilla. I think I hit him hard enough that water came out his nose. If that can be proven on video, I win my appeal. But you have to look, okay?
A lot of question marks.
This feels like once the decision is in the book,
the
we can't really go back and unwind the tape.
Yeah, you can't undo history.
It's
you
know?
It's like baseball.
Yeah,
playing,
sure, yeah, but the game's over. Yeah. They don't go back after the game over and rewind it.
In baseball, do I have the right to file an appeal?
During the game.
Oh, I clearly would have done it during the game, but I had water in my mouth that I didn't want to lose.
Mace, congratulations on your victory. I would get some ice on that jaw.
So proud.
And you should feel a crowning achievement
Thank
of your
you.
Career.
Thank you.
Mason and Ireland coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
My face.
Yeah, you are wearing the scars of victory there.
Bergman,
I'll tell
what got in? I mean, you seriously supercharged that slap.
Yeah, that was Bergman. That was 2 weeks of pent-up frustration unloaded in form of a tortilla.
John, that was 6 years of pent-up frustration.
Okay, now let me ask you, was it real? I mean, like, were you really like, finally, I get my chance at Mason. Here's my tortilla, and I'm going to slap him in the face.
Well, look, you guys made me fold it. I wasn't going to fold the tortilla. Once it was folded and it was used already by Ireland, it just had more force behind it.
Yeah, folding is the way, because that to me is like the glove you use
I will tell
to
you,
slap
the
somebody
first,
with a duel.
The first time you hit me and the first time Jorge, those were direct hits.
Yeah.
You feel those. It's not...
Oh, my God.
It's not as hard holding on to the water when you get hit as it is to not laugh.
Not laugh.
Like,
exactly.
Greg, you went down once laughing, right?
I lost in the championship round because I laughed because I hit him
that
so hard.
That was the hardest thing for
Ireland
me.
Ireland just turns into a geyser just spitting.
Well,
like
I knew I was... Once I was eliminated...
Spitting water across the room.
I knew the water was coming out. I didn't mean to get it that...
directly on you, but it was funny.
Yes, it was funny. And it's all floating around out there. We'll retweet that stuff.
I'll tell you what, though,
and
that last one Bergman gave me on the neck.
Yeah.
Man, he hit me like a...
Do you have a welt like me?
Yeah, Mason has battle scars.
Yeah,
look, we were doing this. I was going full force. I'm not seeing why this is a problem. We're going full on with the tortilla.
No, clearly. So one of the things we did, of course, last night were the ESPY Awards. And so, like, it's sort of like, is it the slowest sports day of the year?
I always look at the ESPYs as when everything turns. Like, now it's... We've got maybe 2 weeks of pretty slim pickings.
And then we got
football camps open in a week. So this week that we're in right now is kind of...
I think Rams open on Saturday.
Raiders open today.
Oh, do they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we planned a stupid stuff for today.
And we got another one. We got a wine tasting challenge. I brought the crackers. You get the wine?
Now I went out of my way and put together... I've like... covered the labels with paper, and there's a number one, a number two, a number three. A lot of pre-thought went into this. Thank you, Juan.
Yeah, now I am not sure that I can tell the difference. I'm not a wine connoisseur. So Dono claims he'll be able to tell right away which one is the good one and which one is the $2 chuck. So we'll see. We'll see how everybody does later.
By the way, I got a friend of mine text me and said that thing where you aerate the wine in your mouth is exactly the way you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, you sound like an idiot. But that's coming up on the late Super Crosstalk 3:55, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So did you watch the ESPYs? Oh, first, before ESPYs, did you watch Better Call Saul last night?
I did.
Speaking of wine.
Yeah.
Best, one of my favorite scenes in the show.
Are we allowed to talk about it, or is it, we don't know.
Yeah, can't.
Yeah, but mind during the break, because I have several questions.
Oh, yeah, it's such good stuff. So I was watching that. I watched that the night before. What did you think of the ESPYs last night?
I didn't watch all of them.
Yep.
I thought...
I never do.
I was kind of hit and miss. I know the ESPYs have become somewhat political. And
they become political?
Oh, very much
like
so.
What were the politics last night? I didn't see anything.
Yeah, I think it's nice that everybody went up and said, you got to bring Brittany Griner home, but it's not like President Biden's not trying.
Right.
You know, I think that turns...
Oh, that was
off.
The big thing last night?
Well,
was
they did
Brittany
a big
Griner
segment
home.
On that. And then I thought Dickie V was great. I know
he
went a little long for some
him,
people's
yeah.
taste, but I thought the package that they did was great. I thought Steph did a good job. I was kind of touched by what Clay said. I think we have what Clay
yeah,
said.
Yeah, we have what Clay it? Said.
Here's Clay won for Comeback Athlete of the Year, and he thanked a lot of people that we know. Here it was.
And I would like to thank my parents as well. The best memories I have growing up down here in Southern California are going to Staples with my father. I had a privileged life. He was a commentator for the Lakers, and I would go to every game early just to watch Kobe do his thing. And lastly, I would like to thank the Bryant family because I don't know if Vanessa's out there watching, but to Vanessa and her three beautiful girls, we think of Kobe and Gigi every day. And I read Mamba Mentality every day during rehab, and those are the best memories of my life watching him play, and he inspired me to be the athlete I am today. So... just thank you, everybody, who voted. Thank you, Dub Nation. And I love you guys. Thank you, Kobe. Thank you, Gigi. Thanks, Steph, Dre. And lastly, go Dubs, baby.
That was
That's
for me.
Cool.
That was my highlight because I knew a lot of the people he was talking about.
Yeah.
Although he did, he said, my dad was a commentator for the Lakers. And I went,
ooh.
Wait, what?
Does he know something?
Is Michael retiring? What is he doing?
Yeah.
But I checked.
Good.
It's all good.
Good for Clay. You know, part of... is there something wrong? I don't like schmaltzy.
Well, then like, I don't understand why you like the ESPYs at all, because it's a lot of schmaltz.
That's why. Yeah. I said it's like one big schmaltzy, up close and personal kind of. And I'm like, I don't know. I want a little edge. I want a little sarcasm. I want a little cynicism.
Yeah, it's probably not the event for you then. But it was they always do a good job. I wondered, for years and years, the ESPYs was produced by a woman named Mara Mant, who is considered to be one of the great live event producers of all time. She passed away in 2020, unexpectedly. And matter of fact, her brother, Michael, you've met. He used to run Jim Rome's TV show.
Michael Mant. Yeah, I know
we went
Michael.
Down there.
Yeah.
And Trav knows him. And I wondered if the show could survive losing Mara, because she was such a reason. Like, she had everybody in her Rolodex and on her phone. And she's, she's considered to be the person behind the ESPYs. And this was the first ESPYs without her. Mm. And the fact that they got through it is a good thing.
Right.
Because I didn't know if it could survive without her. And so they got through it. They did one without her. Maybe now the event can go forward. But I wasn't sure it could without her.
Hey, Bergman.
Yes, sir.
King of the South. Did you watch the ESPYs last night?
I saw highlights.
But not really.
No, I mean, I don't watch award shows.
No, I was working on something else.
Oh, okay, yeah. There you go. Yeah, none of us were. I'll tell you, it's a neat thing. I liked doing the couple of times we did the red carpet. I thought it was fun because we got to meet a bunch of people. I think we did it out here. We did it in Hollywood. They did it at the Dolby Theater last night, which thankfully was not around here because
yeah, I think in 2007 they did it from there, and we when LeBron hosted, right? Or did they do that in the big theater where the Oscars are? They may have done it.
That is the Dolby Theater.
Oh, okay, then
yeah,
that's where it is.
That's where it was.
Yeah, hey, Mace. LeBron There's a special note just to you on your board from Joe Buck.
Red one in the corner there.
Click that.
Red one in the corner.
Yeah, from the red carpet. Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Mason, I am not a Dodgers hater. I like big markets. I like good ratings. Why would I be? Now, I can't do the game for the Dodgers alone, so you're going to have to grow up a little bit, Steve, and realize that I'm not the Dodgers announcer. I have to do it for both sides. And so beyond that, I really don't care. How about that?
I heard just a little bit, I won't say hate, dislike for the Dodgers.
No,
that's what I heard. I picked
you
up
and
on
Bergman
a thread
are both
of
idiots.
This.
John Smoltz does not hate the Dodgers. Joe Buck does not hate the Dodgers.
Now, John Smoltz does hate the Dodgers.
Absolutely
he
does
absolutely
not.
Does. He loves the Braves and hates the Dodgers. And when we play him in the postseason, John Smoltz is rooting.
Are you guys going to say this about Joe Davis? If he says something negative about the Dodgers, we know Joe doesn't hate the Dodgers.
Well, no, Joe, I hear every game, so right. I don't have it. A lot of people, by the way... That was the first big thing for Joe, right? Since taking over the baseball job, has he done another? That's the biggest event, right?
Yeah, he did some golf stuff. He presented at the ESPYs last night, and then of course the real reason they hired him is to do Monday Night Football, which starts in a month. So, but yeah, that may have been his first.
Wait a minute, Joe's doing Monday Night Football?
Yeah, with Troy. That's why they hired him. Gave him $20 million each.
Are you talking about Joe or Jim?
Wait a minute. You don't know this, that Joe Buck is the new voice of Monday Night Football?
Oh no. I thought you were talking about Joe Davis. I thought at some point you said Joe is they hired him to do Monday Night Football. No. Yeah, no, I know Joe Buck is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my favorite broadcast team.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
I think those guys are state of the art. I love them. All right, so we got some jokes from the ESPYs that we pulled aside, and we'll goof around with some of those. Also, I put out, John, you'll be interested in this. I put out a proposed Dodgers-Nationals trade for Juan Soto, and the reaction is fascinating.
Who's in the trade?
It is, I'll do it off my head.
No.
Oh, I'll tell you now. Okay, got it.
You got slapped too hard.
I got slapped!
I
got slapped in the face! All right, we'll do that next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so, there's a bunch of nonsense. Who invents this stuff?
I don't know where it was a TikTok thing, right?
Yeah, TikTok. All the stuff is coming from TikTok now. We'll do all the challenges. I don't care. I still want to do the milk crate challenge.
You are not doing the milk crate challenge.
I'll totally do that.
You have seven screws and a plate in your foot. How do you think your foot would survive when you fall off the milk crates?
I have been told that if I fell out of an airplane, the only part of me that won't break is my foot.
There you go.
Yeah, it's very well
reinforced.
You
could break your other foot.
That's totally true. All right, so last night, ESPY Awards were fun. I put out this this trade proposal for the Dodgers and Juan Soto. And here is the way the trade goes. This is, I think it's the exact trade that Jeff Passan proposed earlier this week. So the trade is Gavin Lux, Dustin May, who's going to come back after the All-Star break, number one prospect Diego Cartaya, number two prospect Bobby Miller, number five prospect Miguel Vargas, and number 18 prospect Gavin Stone. Now, John, I know you would make that trade, right?
I would make that trade if I was the Dodgers.
Yes.
I don't know if I'd do it if I was the Nationals.
I would do it if I was the Nationals.
What
That's
I'm hearing is that the Nationals want, like, in addition to getting prospects like you have in your package, they want proven major league talent. And
Gavin,
I don't know,
Lux batting
Lux,
300.
Yeah, but just for what, 2 months?
Well, yeah, for this season so far, yeah.
Yeah. So, and Dustin May, we don't know. So I think you would have to put somebody a little more proven into the deal.
The overwhelming attitude of Dodger fans, and I got tons of Dodger fans on my timeline, is absolutely not.
They think it's too much?
Think it's way too much. Way too much for Juan Soto. And I would just point out, he's 23 years old. He really is a modern-day Ted Williams. He is going, if you sign him to a 10-year contract, he's only going to be 33 when it's done.
And what strikes me as weird about that reaction from Dodger fans to your trade is that, do they not know that Andrew Friedman has done this every year since he's been here? He did it for Yu Darvish. He did it for Manny Machado. He did it for Trey Turner and for Max Scherzer.
Right.
He always takes two or three of his top 15 prospects,
yep,
and says, here you go. Remember, everybody said you can't, no matter what, trade Keibert Ruiz. Well, they did, and they're fine. You know,
yeah,
Will Smith has turned out to be fine.
And you trade from strength. Like, we had Will Smith, so you can afford to trade Keibert Ruiz. You have Will Smith, so you can afford to trade Diego Cartaya, who's a catcher. Bergman, is that too much to offer in a trade for Juan Soto?
I don't think so at all. I think they're getting a nice piece, actually, the Nats.
Right. I think the Nats say no. I think the Nats want somebody more proven. Like, for example, I think the Nats would – I don't think they'd get him. But I think the Nats would ask for Will Smith.
No, they wouldn't.
Oh, no, they will never.
No, they just got Keibert Ruiz.
Yeah, they just got Keibert Ruiz.
But you know what I'm saying? They want somebody on a proven.
Gavin Lux is batting 300. I'll take Gavin Lux all day long.
Gavin Lux can't field.
Dustin May is a proven pitcher. He is going to be incredible.
Coming off of a major injury.
Sure, but I think he's going to be just fine. And a lot of guys, when they actually throw harder when they come off of Tommy John. Usually,
that is true. Usually, guys don't get good until after their first Tommy John.
Right. So this group that they put in there, they have top prospects, guys that are already in the major leagues. That's a massive haul for them. That's why Dodger fans think it's too much. But ultimately, Juan Soto is the better of that six guys.
Yeah. Normally, yes, in these deals, whoever gets the best player wins the trade, and the Dodgers would clearly be getting the best player.
And by the way, I'm getting tweets like, "What is this dude smoking? You don't have your fastball today." people are like, "It's the most outrageous thing that's ever been constructed."
This happened when I tried to make an Ohtani trade a couple of weeks ago. Everybody said, the Angel fan said, no, you can't trade Ohtani. And the Dodger fan said, what are you, crazy? You're giving up way too. I mean, both sides. People attach to their guys.
Right.
That's just it.
Even farm system. Like, if you're a hardcore Dodger fan, you know these guys in the farm system. You're part of that Bleed Los and Dodgers Nation and all that world where you keep track of prospects. And, you know, this would be number one, number two, number five, and number 18. It's a lot of prospects to give up. But you think that Andrew Friedman, if he's able to make a deal like this, would trade away the right prospects. The other thing that makes
all right,
this.
Let me make this harder on you.
Okay.
Obviously, you think the Dodgers would do that deal because they're the ones proposing it, right?
Yes.
If the Nationals countered with, instead of Dustin May, we want Walker Buehler.
No.
You hang up.
No, hang on.
Because I think
he's pitched every big game for us, from one game play-ins to game sevens. He's been our guy.
I think that's the type of player the Nationals are going to target.
I bet you it won't take a number one starter. Walker Buehler is our number one starter. Well, he's hurt now, but he is our number one starter. I mean, if you were to, if you go back the last couple of years in the playoffs, Walker Buehler started game ones.
Like, for example, Buster only seems to think the team that's going to get him is the Padres. The Padres have five good starting pitchers. Would you give up? I mean, I don't know. I think some of their guys make too much money. Darvish makes too much money. Snell makes too much money. Does Musgrove make too much money?
They're trying to sign Musgrove long term right now.
Yeah, but would you put
him
in
on a short term deal that could get it's up at the end of the year? Musgrove,
so he's
going
to cost too much.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of who else they have. They already traded Chris Paddock, right?
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone. Yeah,
yeah. I'm trying to think of the other starters. The guy with the long hair.
Mackenzie Gore?
No.
Mackenzie Gore is like that's the guy I would ask Clevenger. For if I was the Nationals. Oh yeah, Clevenger's barely he's back. He's just a guy. I mean, the guy that you would ask for if you're the Nationals, and by the way, the Padres would hang up, is Mackenzie Gore, who's their young budding ace. I'm curious from Dodger fans. I mean,
people are worried that you need to go into concussion protocol.
That's very funny.
Because you got slapped so hard with the tortillas.
Yeah, Bergman.
He got you good, too.
I still can't.
I got him good once.
I only hit him once. I only hit him once.
I still kind of can't hear out of my left ear.
That's what The Rock was saying.
Yeah, he slapped me right across my ear. That's the one that gave me the welt across the face, Bergman.
Felt pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure it did for you. All right, if you're a Dodger fan, I mean, is this making sense to you? Would you give up all that? How much are you willing to give up? 877-710-ESPN. By the way, Bob Nightingale says that the preliminary offers for Juan Soto start with seven teams already weighing in. The Mariners, that's a sneaky one. Seattle's on a run. The Padres, the Giants, the Dodgers, the Cardinals, the Yankees, and the Mets, and the trade deadline is less than 2 weeks away.
28 is too old, probably, right? They wouldn't want
28, meaning who?
Jake Cronenworth, who's an all-star in San Diego, but he's 28. And in the outfield, they're older outfielders, and you're not Tatis and Machado are not going anywhere.
Exactly.
Snell's too expensive. They're going to have to do it with minor league prospects.
Yeah, they're going to.
Unless you give up Gore.
And I don't think there's any way they give up Gore.
Clevenger is 31 this year.
Yeah, and he's kind of just a guy. So if you're a Dodger fan, do you move heaven and earth for Juan Soto? 877-710-ESPN, the proposed trade. And this, by the way, is not mine. This was Jeff Passan's. So for those of you that say I've lost something on my fastball or
yell
what's wrong
Jeff
with
Passan
this guy,
instead of me.
Yell at Jeff Passan. Gavin Lux, Dustin May, number one prospect Diego Cartaya, number two prospect Bobby Miller, number five prospect Miguel Vargas, number 18 prospect Gavin Stone, 4-1 Soto. If you're a Dodgers fan, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. What is it?
Somebody got a perfect shot of you blasting the water out of my cheeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Look at this. So there's three pictures.
Yep.
That's me before. That's you connecting.
Oh!
And that's you getting covered in spit.
Why'd you remind me it was spit?
Well, it was just water.
Yeah, it was just water.
It was pretty funny.
I moved out of the way. That way he didn't do the same thing to
exactly.
me.
Exactly. All right. Coming out, we'll get some of your phone calls in here, particularly from Dodger fans. Plus, Wheel of Questions. It's my wheel today. We'll do it next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, here we go. And I don't think I know the answers to this. When was the first time you ever got drunk, and what happened?
I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
not surprisingly, I was laughing uncontrollably, and I could not stop. And somebody said, "You got to get this guy home." And that
what
was
were you
it.
Drinking? Just beer?
I want to say Meisterbrau. Remember Meisterbrau? Yeah, it was like a knockoff of Löwenbräu.
Meisterbrau.
You could buy it. I'm serious. You could buy a case of it for $5.
Wow.
It was like super cheap.
Yeah.
It was. And I think now the equivalent of what you can buy a case of for $5 is like Hams Light.
Exactly. Yeah. And so what were there any hijinks that followed?
No. I mean, I just passed out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just passed out. Bergman, first time you're drunk.
So my brother's 3 years older than me, and I was probably about 13 or 14, and he was having just him and a couple of his buddies over, and they were drinking 40s. They gave me a 40, and I was about 13.
And you only made it to about 10?
No, I was sitting in my room just completely hammered, banging my head up against my bed. It was I was done. I was so drunk.
Done.
Ended up throwing up. Yeah. It
okay,
was,
Jorge?
That was it.
I was 16, and I took one of my good friends to a wedding that my parents got invited to, and we saw people pouring Jack into Coke. And
that was the beginning of a beautiful friendship for you?
Yeah, Jack and Coke. We got drunk off
that. Was there a price to be paid?
No, I mean, we were just dancing the whole night, apparently. And, that's all I remember.
Yeah, my first time drinking was at my junior prom. I took a girl named Claudia Schraps to my junior prom. And we went to the after party, which was at like a hotel in our area. And I started drinking schnapps, peppermint schnapps. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, once you get started, it's awful. And once you stop, you never want to drink it again.
Well, that happened to be my 21st birthday. My 21st birthday, all my friends made me drink over and over and over again a bunch of shots of Myers rum.
Myers rum,
now
sure.
I can't drink it.
Yeah, no, I can't drink peppermint schnapps.
Yeah.
And by the way, that girl, Claudia Schraps, immediately my family became Claudia Schnapps.
There you
That's
go.
That's how she became known from that point forward.
I would think she earned it.
All right, so some jokes from last night's some phone calls. We were talking about the proposed trade between the Dodgers and the Nats and what you would be willing to give up. The Jeff Passan version of this, and I'm getting blamed for it, but the Jeff Passan version of this is Gavin Lux, Dustin May, Diego Cartaya, Bobby Miller, Miguel Vargas, and Gavin Stone. Those last four guys are the number one, number two, number five, and number 18 prospects in the organization.
Here's Paul in Mission Viejo. Hey, Paul, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
I was driving home and I caught the wind of this Jeff Passan trade, and I think you guys are missing something. The Nationals have a couple of high priced pitchers that probably are past their due date in Strasburg and Corbin. The Dodgers could probably eat their salaries, take them off the books for the Nationals, and maybe include less quality
prospects. Fewer prospects,
in order to get the deal done.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Well, that was what, and thanks, Paul. That's how we got Trey Turner.
Right.
They said, we'll trade you Max Scherzer, and the Dodgers said, well, we're not going to give up all these assets
for a rental. Yeah.
Give us somebody that's going to be around for 2 or 3 years. And they said, okay, you can take Trey Turner.
He does make a really good point. Now, Strasburg's gone for the year. I don't want any part of that. But, you know, Patrick Corbin is pitching, not pitching well, but pitching, and maybe the Dodgers can figure him out and turn him into a force down the stretch and into the playoffs. But that's not a bad idea to take a really big, ugly contract off their hands other than Strasburg.
Yeah, I don't hate that idea. Here's Mitch in New Jersey. Hey, Mitch, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
How we doing, guys?
Good, Mitch.
Hey, McCall. How you doing? What was I going to say? I'm always doing this. We're giving up too much. I definitely don't want to give up Diego Cartaya because I think Will Smith, he's good. Anybody, I don't know if you have enough money, so I think you keep him in the back pocket there, and I think he's got more potential.
Yeah, but you can only play one catcher.
Yeah, and Will Smith is going to hit you 25 homers and have 75 RBIs this year and is a good defensive catcher. I don't know why you'd get off of Will Smith.
Well, this guy might hit 40 and driving more than 120. Could be another Piazza. You take a Piazza any day over a Smith. I like Smith.
Yeah, I think thanks for the call. I think that saying anybody is going to be another Piazza is kind of a reach.
Right, and I think Will Smith is going
Piazza's to... Piazza's the best hitting catcher of all time.
I think Will Smith is going to be the catcher for the Dodgers for the next decade. I think he's really, really good.
Here's Drew downtown. Hey, Drew, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
What's going on, Gelato Drew? Mace, you're a GM champion. So Freeman needs just to make the deal so we can hear straight to title, baby.
Straight to the World Series.
You know, if they got Soto, it might, thanks for it. It may I think it would. Take them straight to the World Series.
I mean, if you talk about a top of the lineup with guys like Mookie Betts, and Trey Turner, and Freddie Freeman, and Juan Soto.
Bet.
Are you kidding me?
Good night. Hey, earlier you were talking about jokes at the ESPYs.
Yes, I've got a bunch.
Draymond Green told a joke that basically could have been written by you.
Yes.
Have you heard this joke?
No, I haven't heard it yet. I got a button
here
for
it. Here it is.
Hold on. Yo, what's going on over there, man?
I'm live from L.A., home of 7 professional teams and the Clippers.
Hey! I love that.
Home of 7 professional teams
and
the Clippers.
All right, here is Steph about KD. Is that right? Steph about KD, I think that's what this is.
When I hosted the ESPYs 5 years ago,
Peyton
I
Manning.
Made a little quip
Peyton
about
Manning,
Kevin right. Durant wanting to play for a great team that made a lot of headlines. Feel free to use that one because it hasn't aged a day.
It's true, but no.
It's true. It has not aged. Kevin Durant still seeking a trade.
Yeah. And by the way, that thing is almost like kind of quietly just taking a back seat. There's no buzz around Durant being traded.
Nope.
There's no rumors. There's
no blue check mark saying this might happen and that might happen.
I think he's staying in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it seems like. Now here's Steph Curry talking about our friends in Boston.
Proud husband of Aisha Curry, proud son of Del Curry, proud daddy of the Boston Celtics.
There you go, the Boston Celtics. Yeah, Steph did a nice job last night. He's a very engaging, charming kind of guy. Great personality on the floor, off the floor. He's a perfect guy to host the ESPY Awards. And was funny from what I saw.
That's not an easy job. We've seen LeBron do it. We've seen Peyton Manning do it. Samuel L. Jackson's done it a couple of times.
John Hamm did it once.
Yeah, it's not easy. Let's put it that way.
Still, my favorite joke ever on the ESPY Awards was... ladies and gentlemen, let's because remember Dwight Howard was here for 1 year and then gone, right?
Right.
Okay. It was so John Hamm was he said, okay, now let's look at all of the great Dwight Howard Lakers highlights, and the song comes on, simply the best, and it just ends, simply the. Yeah, it was fun last night. I mean, this is, and you know, we're slapping each other with tortillas and drinking wine a little bit later. This is kind of one of the slow days
of the summer.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. We don't even have. Oh, actually, no. The Dodgers do play today. The Dodgers play the Giants today.
Yeah, tonight, 7:00.
Yeah. So the Dodgers
Angels
are
in Atlanta taking on the Braves. So it's getting it'll pick back up.
Yeah, for sure. Have you seen all those ads for Win Reality?
No.
Okay, they're running a lot. They ran a lot during the World Series, All-Star Game, and a lot during the Home Run Derby. So you're not a big virtual reality user. So what they showed on those ads is the ability, if you put those goggles on, the ability to act as a hitter, see different pitches as they come in, see the spin of the baseball, and actually be able to take virtual batting practice.
Huh.
Now, that is an excellent use of VR.
I'd have to see it to see if it works. I've never felt that virtual reality is going to take over the world like other people have thought. Same thing with 3D glasses in movies. Everybody's
still making them, still buying them.
Yeah, I know. People are still, it's not my thing. So virtual reality is not my thing.
Yeah. It will be. At some point, something's going to come along that will make you say, oh, you know what?
Hope so.
Well, try this. Bergman, did you see those ads for the
Yeah, it would look very cool.
Virtual batting practice?
Yeah, I would give a shot. If you do that for golf, John, I think that would be perfect for you. I think it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, if I'm swinging with one of those virtual reality sets on my head. And
you've got a golf club in your hand.
Yeah. It wouldn't feel to me like my favorite part about playing golf is that I'm outside and I'm in nature and I'm getting, you know, sun and in a room with goggles on, it's not going to be the same thing.
Well, look, it's, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You can't sleep. You get up, you go into the living room, and you swing a golf club.
To me, if I can't sleep, I just drive to the golf course and wait for the sun to come up.
Those 24-hour golf courses you go to all the time, yeah.
I'm going to move to Alaska. It's never dark there.
All right, coming up next for you, let's see. Did you see Kyler Murray?
Yeah, I wonder if this is a good investment by the Cardinals.
We will talk about that. Plus, there's something that has been annoying me for 6 months that I want to bring up.
Sorry about that.
That has been annoying me for longer than a few months.
I make that 6 years.
We got that coming up for you next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.